This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's Halacha Shir. The title of the Shir is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvah to Live in Israel. The connection to this week's Parsha, we're always trying to find a topic related to this week's Parsha. And the connection is quite obvious. The Pasuk begins the Parsha by saying, Vayoyim HaShem el Avram lech lecha, Avram Avinu is told to go to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's a good opportunity, it's a great springboard to discuss this interesting and important topic of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at the handout, for those listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the handout in Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to do two things this evening in the short time that the Halacha Shir allows. Number one, is a discussion about the Rambam's opinion of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I'll explain more about that in a minute. And the second thing is to discuss that if indeed there is a mitzvah to go live in Eretz Yisrael, why aren't we there? Where this is being broadcast from Chutz La'aretz. So is there any justification not to be in Eretz Yisrael? Does it stand up to scrutiny? So that is really the two parts of this evening. Number one, the Rambam's opinion. Number two, what is the story nowadays? Are there any justifications not to fulfill this mitzvah? So let's begin with the Rambam. What is the status of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Nun Gimel, on the Posuk Vahirashtem Es Haaretz, that you shall drive out the inhabitants of the land, Vishavtem Bo, Ki Lochem Nosati Es Haaretz, Loreshes Oiso, I've given you this land. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael as they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, Al Daiti Zu Mitzvah Aseihi. The Ramban is of the opinion that this is a mitzvah asei to go live in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, V'lo Yimo'asu B'nachlas Hashem. Don't reject the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, though, what is the Rambam's opinion? The Rambam famously leaves this out when he is Moina the Mitzvahs and he lists 613 commandments. He does not list Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of them. And there has been much literature, much ink spilled on this very topic, why the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Megillas Esther, a famous Pirush on the Rambam, says that because the Rambam is of the opinion that it does not apply nowadays, that there is no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael today. It doesn't apply post-Churban, and it only applies maybe when Moshiach will come. That has generated a lot of discussion, and many Mefarshim reject this opinion for two reasons. Number one, that the Rambam includes many mitzvahs which do apply only after Moshiach comes. And second of all, there are many, many statements of the Rambam throughout his Yad HaChazaka, his Mishnah Torah, his major halachic work, which suggests that the Rambam is of the opinion that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at some of them, the Rambam, a lot of them are from the Gemara in Ksubas, the famous Gemaras at the end, Kuf Yud, Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Beis, Ksubas. But the Rambam, for example, says in box number 2.2, paragraph A, La'olam yidar adam b'Eretz Yisrael, afilu be'ir sheruba akum. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city where the majority of the people, the population, are non-Jewish, ba'al yidar b'chutz la'aretz. And don't live in Chutz La'aretz, even if the majority of your town happens to be Jewish. So that's a very strong indication. And he carries on, anyone who leaves Eretz Yisrael and goes to Chutz La'aretz, it's as if he's idol worshipping. Furthermore, the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim Perakei Halach Yudal says, Omru Chachomim, Kol HaSheichin Eretz Yisrael, Avoy Noisov Mechulin. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, his averas are erased, atoned for. Afilu holach bo arba amas zeichel lechayel vavo. Even a person many walks four amas, short amount of space, 6 foot, 8 foot, in Eretz Yisrael, he will merit to go to Olam Haba. V'chein hakovur bo nischaplo. So too, someone who is buried in Eretz Yisrael, he gets a kapara. V'kilu hamokum shuboy mizbech kapara. However, v'ein adoyme kolatos v'mechaim lekoltos v'milachamoyse. You can't compare the effect of the atonement effect of Eretz Yisrael in a person's lifetime compared to after his death. But nonetheless, because after one's death, it's less of an atonement than in his lifetime. Nonetheless, they would bring greats would be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We go right to the Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, who made these efforts to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I remember growing up, there was a man in our shul who would always comment when it says in the brachas in Shema, "V'solicheinu k'mimius la'artzeinu." We davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should take us upright and strong, and, you know, to go to Eretz Yisrael. He said, "K'mimius" means we should be zocher to go to Eretz Yisrael upright, vertical, and not horizontal, la'achamisa. Obviously, says the Rambam, that living there is much more of a kapara than actually after Misa. So there are many places where the Rambam suggests there is a mitzvah to live there. So the Megillas Esther is debated, and many reject it, although some do rely on this, the Samar Rebbe and others, etc., which will come too soon. What about the other opinions regarding the Rambam's omission of mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Well, the Pas HaShulchan is of the opinion that the mitzvah is only midrabbanan. What about the above posuk? He says that posuk is merely a bracha, an assurance. The Avnei Nezer and the Tashbates as well, they are of the opinion that the Rambam does indeed say that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, min haTorah. So why doesn't the Rambam count it? Technical reasons. What are the technical reasons? So the Avnei Nezer says that it all has to do with the methodology of counting. You see, the Rambam doesn't count individual mitzvahs which follow a general mitzvah, a general statement. For example, he's not going to count build a menorah, build a mizbeach, build a shulchan, because that's all included in the general mitzvah to build a mikdash. So too, there is a mitzvah of Hirashtem Esaretz, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you eradicate it of the Avodah Zarah and the Avodah Zarah itself, and then you live in it. So it's a follow-up mitzvah to the prior mitzvah of eradicating the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a technical reason why the Rambam doesn't count it. It's sort of included in that. The Tashbates is of the opinion that it's a mitzvah koileles. It's like an umbrella mitzvah, which includes other mitzvahs in it. For example, the mitzvahs ha-tzvus ba'aretz, the mitzvahs such as truma and maisa and shmita, which you need the land for. And therefore, that's the reason why the Rambam excludes it. But if he is of the opinion that it is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. And lastly, the Rashbam says there is no mitzvah per se, but it's a hechsha mitzvah. It's a preparatory mitzvah to keep the other mitzvahs hatzulius ba'aretz. But either way, there is a lot of literature regarding the Rambam's opinion why he omitted the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The question really is, what about us? What about nowadays? Is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? If there is, and that seems to be the mainstream consensus view, then why don't more of us go live there? What are the are there any justifications not to live there? So historically, there have been several. The question is, do they stand the scrutiny of today's times? Let's take a look at some of them. If you turn over the page, in paragraph 3.1, famous Gemara in Ksubas Kufid Aleph Amud Aleph, the oath of the Jewish people, Gimel Shavuos, three oaths, two of which were made by the Jewish people and one by the Umas Ha'olam. And one of these is Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael B'chayma, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't force their way back into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, for example, the Divrei Yov, the great Satmar Rebbe, is of the opinion that Klal Yisrael should not be going to live there because it violates this Gemara. We're forcing our way back, and we should not be doing this. The difficulty is that many Achronim say, the Avnei Nezer, the Nedev Yehuda say that this is Gemara is an Agadata. It's not Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, etc. And therefore, one has to understand this Gemara in the context that it's an Agadata, and not necessarily its directive, normative halacha. Number two, the others say that one of the third Shavuah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia, the Ovdei Kechavim, he made the non-Jewish people make an oath, Shelo Yishtabtu Bohem Yisrael, Yosef Medayim, not to persecute the Jewish people too much. The difficulty is that they violated that clearly. Look at the 20th century. And since they violated they broke their oath, so therefore we're not bound by this oath either. The Stipler is quoted as saying that even if the oath does stand and it was violated, that doesn't make subsequent living in Eretz Yisrael forbidden. Fourthly, the prohibition is on mass, not on the individual. It's Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael B'chayma, Shelo Yimru Dibom Z'olam, etc. That is on Klal Yisrael as a whole. But if individuals or families would want to go to make Aliyah, to go live in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't necessarily violate this oath. And lastly, and perhaps the strongest argument, is it's hard to suggest that we're doing it against the volition of the non-Jewish world. After all, historically, you have the Balfour Declaration, you have the United Nations Resolution 1947, which gave way to the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. And therefore, for all those reasons, all those five reasons, it's hard to say that the Shavuos, the Gimel Shavuos of Klal Yisrael is a real reason why we don't go live in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the consensus, the mainstream view is certainly not to be bound by these Gimel Shavuos. Other sources suggest that living in Eretz Yisrael is too difficult, or even the dangers of travel is too difficult. A famous Tosfos in Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Ein Lanoheg Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, says Tosfos, does not apply nowadays. The Ikka Sakonis Drachim, the danger of travel is too great. For your Omer, Rabbeinu Chaim, the Asham in the mitzvah of Dober Eretz Yisrael, Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvahs HaTzluyos Baretz, because there are many mitzvahs which are dependent on the land, like I mentioned, Trumas, Maisus, Shmitz, etc. The Kama Ancient, the Einon Yuchelim, the Zoibohem, the Lam, the Lam. It's just too difficult to keep these mitzvahs nowadays, says Tosfos, in the medieval times. The difficulty is that nowadays, it's hard to argue this. Sakonis Drachim, yesterday, when you would travel to Eretz Yisrael, going through wilderness, traveling for weeks and months, taking all your food with you, taking all your money with you. There was no credit cards. You took your money purse with you. You were exposed to bandits. You were exposed to the elements. There was genuine sakonis drachim. Nowadays, here from London, you can daven nets here in London in the summer, and you can daven mincha by the kaisel. You're going to worry about turbulence on El Al. That is not sakonis drachim. What about the mitzvah satzvus baris? Well, Baruch Hashem, 7 million of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, many of whom, Baruch Hashem, are keeping the halachas of Shemitah and Trumas and Maestros, etc. So these reasons, Baruch Hashem, nowadays, it's hard to justify. What about livelihood? Well, parnasa is another reason sometimes people are given. And again, that needs discussion and a lot of thought. One point to make, though, is that is it so difficult to get jobs there? Is it harder than in Chutz Laaretz? And even if it isn't difficult, and even if one has to take a pay cut to go live there, this is all very subjective. You know, sometimes a lower standard of living is what's needed. And maybe that's the correct thing to do. The question is, though, is one able to do it? Does it take an emotional toll on a person? Do you need the third car, the third bathroom, whatever it may be? And that's clearly each family have to ask their own Das Torah to know. And they have to be honest with themselves. What is a good living? What exactly is essential? What's needed, etc., etc. There are other reasons given, namely if learning and teaching Torah, Shidduchim, etc. And those are justified in halacha. Again, one needs to check and ask Das Torah, but the basic halacha is that if a person, for example, wants to go and has a certain yeshiva, a certain Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, or in London, he wants to go to them by Ron Gurvitz and Gateshead, whatever it may be, then that could be a justification. Teaching Torah as well, again, although no one is indispensable, but a person, there are some poskim, who are of the opinion that if a person can be mashbiyam or can be marbitz Torah, can lead a community or whatever it may be in Chutz Laaretz, and he just won't have that opportunity in Eretz Yisrael, then perhaps that is justification as well. And also there are sociological factors, namely, would one integrate into society in Eretz Yisrael? Again, these cases need case by case, family by family situations. And really the question regarding that, there's a Trumas Hadeshin who's quoted that Eretz Yisrael is one of the 613 mitzvahs, but one should not ruin one's Yiddishkeit if you are concerned that living in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps at this particular stage in your life, might not be conducive to it. I spoke to a Rav here who now, who's now actually in Eretz Yisrael, but he was, he mentioned to me that some of his mispalim who went off to Eretz Yisrael, he said the success rate of their aliyah, and many of them went to live in Eretz Yisrael, was not always straightforward. And many of the kids, he thinks, perhaps had they stayed in Chutz Laaretz, would have been better for their Yiddishkeit. So it's a complicated topic, and one needs real objectivity and Das Torah in this regard. Let me just finish with two important points. You cannot mention the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael without mentioning the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe is of the opinion that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah chiyuvis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. What does that mean? Every man in the morning has a chiyuv to put on tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a chiyuvi mitzvah, which means one is obligated to do it, come what may, every weekday to put on tefillin. The mitzvah of tzitzis, however, is a mitzvah kiyumis, which means if you have a four-cornered garment, then you have to put on tzitzit. But you haven't got a chiv to go find the four-cornered garment. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, you'd be crazy not to. We wouldn't want to do a mitzvah saseh of tzitzis, etc. But so says Rav Moshe, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the same. There's no chiyuv to go live there. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One final point, and that is something I heard from Rabbi Lef. Rabbi Lef says, we say in benching, that Eretz Yisrael is defined as Eretz Toiva Urachava, this broad and wide land. Have you looked at a map? Eretz Yisrael really is so broad, you can do the yam layam, you can go from one coast to the other in no time. And yet, Mitzrayim, which is the prototype of Golos, is called as Mitzrayim from Lashon Tzar, which means narrow. Again, take a look at a map. Mitzrayim is not narrow, so what does that mean? The explanation is this. Golos, Mitzrayim, is constraining. It's sort of oppressive vis-a-vis our neshamas. It's not referring to the physical aspect of the land, but the spiritual aspect of the land. And Golos is constraining vis-a-vis our neshamas being able to breathe healthily. Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand, it may physically be quite narrow, but spiritually, ruchnias-wise, it's Eretz Teva Rechava. It allows our neshamas to breathe and to become who we're meant to become, both individually and nationally. And therefore, my sister made aliyah many years ago, and her son, who was then 3 years old, Rabbi Kimchi, came to say goodbye, I remember many years ago. And he popped in there at Shabbos, and he said to this three-year-old little boy, he was trying to convey to him the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, how lucky he was to be going to live there. And he said to this three-year-old, he said, you know, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, and did you know that there is magic in the air? What a beautiful way to convey the idea of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I think we all recognize that ultimately this is the destiny of Klal Yisrael, and we should certainly make attempts and efforts and should at least be on the radar to try and go live in Eretz Yisrael and to think clearly about why we're not there, if we have plans to be there, when, if, etc., etc. Clearly, it's a very complicated topic in terms of one's own family situation, etc. But that's just a very basic overview of the two factors we've spoken about. Number one is the shit of the Rambam, why the Rambam omits mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from the 613 count, as we've discussed the various explanations of that. And then lastly, if there is a mainstream view, clearly is that there is a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why don't we go live there? Is there any justification not to? So some of the reasons given, the Shavua, the Gimel Shavua, that Eretz Yisrael is too difficult to live there because to keep the mitzvahs there nowadays is too difficult, Sakonas Drachim, and even Parnasa, that these things are becoming quite hard to justify. However, there are perhaps other reasons, such as learning and teaching Torah. Shidduchim is another one. If a person feels that his soulmate is really going to be found in Chutz Laaretz, maybe that's could be the reasons for living in Chutz Laaretz, to find and to say that to your parents, you make aliyah when you're, you know, young, and then you want to stay here for a few years to date and to find someone who is like-minded, maybe. And sociological factors, like I mentioned, the Trumas Hadeshim. However, one should ask Das Torah. This is an important decision, and just to put some of these ideas out there. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.